Ryan Lance, Director of Operations here in Goodyear, joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Ryan, it's been a couple of years since you and I have had an opportunity to chat here on WEOL and as part of our Wahoo Week. But obviously, from what I understand, all the excitement, all the energy, the enthusiasm of what happened in Cleveland back in the fall has translated out here to Goodyear. Just talk a little bit about
that. Yeah, it's really been nice to see. I mean, even early on in camp, just to see all of the fans that have been out here early on, just the excitement and energy around the team itself. It's just, we usually don't start seeing these crowds until probably about mid-March, but they're out early this year. So it's been exciting.
I've talked to a lot of people who plan on coming out to Goodyear sometime here in the next month or so. Talk a little bit about some of the changes or some of the things that they might be able to anticipate.
Yeah. The biggest thing is up at the ballpark, we've introduced our fan experience packages. So before that was just really exclusive to a travel group that came out here. But this year we're opening up to a couple player meet and greets where people can come out and watch players or actually ask questions of players, get a chance to get autographs and stuff like that up at the ballpark. And then also do on-field workouts. So they can come down to the player development complex where the players train, work out, and get a chance to hit balls in the outfield, shag fly balls, take infield grounders, take BP. So it's really fun. That's what we've seen some good crowds already come out for those events, but we've got a couple more dates coming up in March, so I highly encourage people to take advantage of that. It's a really kind of a bucket list experience.
That is a really cool experience. Yep. I would imagine once somebody has been through something like that, they never ever forget it, and obviously the old word of mouth advertising, they just pass that along.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's one of those bucket list things where you don't really get a chance to, one of the only times you'll probably be on a major league spring training field in general. And so, the response has been overwhelming, especially with the success of the team. There's a lot more interest in doing those type of experiences out here in Arizona.
Again, we're talking with Ryan Lance, Director of Operations here in Goodyear. And one of the things that's so unique about spring training is the intimacy, just the ability to watch Major League Baseball at a very close level.
Right.
For the fans who are coming out, who again may have never experienced spring training, talk a little bit about that, about how close you are to the field, the proximity.
Yeah, much more than what you see than during the regular season. Up here or down here in Arizona, I mean, players are a little bit more loose. The season has started. It's not about wins and losses. It's just about getting the work in. So they're much more amenable to getting out there and getting fans, pictures with fans, doing autographs. You're right up there, as you've seen, in the lower fields, on the top fields, on the major league side. You're right up there to watch batting practice, and you're literally right along the fence line as the guys are walking to and from each field. So, that's the biggest thing about spring training. It's always been about the intimacy, about the player accessibility, and that's no different out here.
Talk a little bit about what you have seen in the years here in Goodyear, from when this all started back in 2009. Boy, it's hard to believe it was that many years ago to today, but just talk about the transformation of this community and certainly what you've been able to see as far as the organization is concerned.
Yeah, we're creating goodwill and brand awareness about the team, and the support from the local community here, especially coming off the year that we had, has been second to none. I mean, our ticket sales for spring training itself has been up about 63% over this time last year. That has translated into us just really being here not only during spring training, but people don't realize this is a facility that stays open after spring training. We're a 12-month operation. So once spring training ends, we've got players in the community during extended spring training, during our summer league program, our fall instructional league. We're going into schools, we're going into hospitals, visiting children. So, we're doing great things off the field as well as what we do on the field for the guys. So, yeah, it's been exciting. I mean, to see the community kind of embrace us after the success we've had has been really second to none.
You kind of stole my next question, because I was just going to say, what do you do after the team breaks camp? Everybody thinks, well, they just shut it down.
Right.
But obviously, that's not the case.
No, it's not. So this is our rehab headquarters as well. So all of our players that suffer a significant injury of any kind will come out to Arizona, because we've got all the bells and whistles of rehab staff that's right here in our player development complex that will help them get back on the field quicker. And obviously, the weather out here is so good year round, except for the last few days with the rain. But aside from that, this is our rehab headquarters. This is our minor league headquarters too. So a lot of our minor league programs will take place after here. Our low A team, Mahoning Valley, they'll train out here directly after spring training for 2 or 3 months. Then the Major League Baseball draft comes in June. They'll come out here for, they'll play games with other teams in the Valley, like the White Sox, the Padres, the Mariners, that have teams out here from June, July, and August. September and October members, our Fall Instructional League program, where you're bringing back your top prospects in both AA and AAA. And then we go into our off-season programs, strength camps with our minor league guys. So yeah, it's a facility that's used 12 months out of the year.
Ryan, last question for you. Obviously, last fall was so special for everybody in the organization. And even though you're headquartered here in Goodyear, Arizona, it had to be just as special for you saying, man, I'm a part of this. I'm a part of an American League championship team.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to see how it comes full circle from spring training of last year to where the guys ended up in game seven last year as well. It's really, you know, for us, it really is special. We had a chance to go back for all the postseason games for the ALCS and CS and to be there for the World Series. It was special. And to watch these guys clinch as they did in Detroit. Yeah. To know that you had a little bit of part of that. I mean, those guys, what they do on the field here while they're out here is a big part of their success, I feel, as they go, you know, start the regular season. It was really gratifying to see.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us. And again, congratulations on all you do here in Goodyear. It's a major part of this organization's success. Hats off to you and everybody here in spring training.
Thanks for having me, Tim, and enjoy the rest of your time out here in Goodyear.